Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith, who's president of the Floor Expo FEI Group. Jay, how you doing?
Fantastic. Good morning, Kemp.
Thanks for having me here again. This is probably one of the best meetings I attend every year. It's good because it's an intimate group. It's the leaders in the single-family builder business and in the multifamily sector of flooring contractors on top of their game. And one of the neat things about this meeting is the energy level. Jay, obviously you've got high energy. Dave Giesling, most people know Andy Hogan, Graham Howerton, Allison Ray, Kathy Tilley. So a lot of these meetings I go to, you know, there's one or two super leaders and everybody else is kind of in the wings. And that you have huge participation with your team here.
That makes my day to hear you notice that, you know, and mention that. Yeah, we have a big footprint at the FEI group. In other words, we've got a lot of great members, big members, but we have a small team. And we believe in keeping it small, being lean and mean, and having super capable people. And trust me, not just here, all the time, it's all hands on deck with our crew. So, yeah, it's cool that you notice that, and we pride ourselves on that.
Mm-hmm. You are a buying group. You represent, some estimates, probably close to $1 billion worth of flooring purchases every year.
That's one of the things we do. We think of ourselves more broadly than that. We're involved in all aspects of our members' business where we feel like we can bring value. So it much beyond that. But yeah, that's an important piece of it. But we're trying to help our members get better. That's what it gets down to. And if we feel like we can do that in any particular category, we're going to do it.
How many flooring-centric members do you have within the Floor Expo FEI group?
We have 100. We have 50 on each side. We have 50 builder guys, what we call home solutions, and 50 multifamily solutions members. So we're not the biggest in terms of numbers, but we have the right players, and that's what's important to us. For instance, this year we've added 3 or 4, but all of them are of the highest quality, and that's the thing that's important to us.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the highlights of this meeting. We're at the tail end of a 2.5-day meeting out here in Tucson, Arizona, at the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain. And you've had seminars on sales and marketing, operations, financials, on leadership. You even had an author come out here and talk about mighty mid-sized companies. So it's a lot of great input for these guys to take home and think about. And one of the things you talk about, it's kind of a little about your tagline. This is not just about getting this group together and talk about business. It's about the whole person, right?
Yeah, we do. And two things come to mind on that. You mentioned the mighty mid-sized companies. We are known at Floor Expo for having the largest and finest flooring contractors in the United States. That is who we are. So that mighty mid-sized company, mid-size meaning over 10 million up to a billion, where you have capital, numerous numbers of employees, you have trucks, infrastructure, property, complexity in your business. So Robert Scher is the gentleman who wrote that book, and it's great to have him here. But you mentioned the whole person. Yeah, that's important to us. Emerson said that health is the first wealth. So that is something we tend to focus on here. We believe in doing good business. You got to be around. You got to be feeling good. So we try to do a little focus on that every year, as you know, because you've participated. We do our 5Ks. And this year we're running a cool fitness challenge called the Tighten Up Pledge. We're going into the holiday season. We've invited folks to join us to do a little better as we get through November, December, and we'll meet up out at Surfaces, hopefully entering 2016, feeling a little better, looking a little better, and having our businesses in better shape. So, yeah, we believe in the whole guy.
Yeah, actually, I've signed up for that, and there's 4 components to it. It's eating the right things, eating the right amount of the right things, and cardio and a little resistance training. So you're trying to get everybody to do that 6 days a week, and you had a sign-up list, and it looks like 3/4 of the group signed up for it.
Exactly right. We did something like this 10 years ago. It was wildly successful. 10 years have gone by, so this one's a little more accommodating of the fact that we're all a little older. So, yeah, what we're saying is, hey, if you're super fit already, maybe train for that marathon that you haven't ever done. If you just came through back surgery, do your physical therapy diligently, you know, so it can be accommodating for where you are as a person, but the idea is to get better.
Mm-hmm. So this is the 17th year of this organization being existent, right?
17th conference in our 18th year. That's right. We've been doing this a while.
And what are some of the challenges that your members are facing as they leave here?
I would say our members are, as you saw, are very happy right now, and the business is solid on both sides, builder and multifamily, very solid, and I expect that the same will be true next year. So they're in a good place. The challenges that they do face are, the top of that list has to be the pressure on available labor. That is an ongoing issue. I would say that it's sort of plateaued in terms of Most folks now have it at a manageable level. It is what it is, and it's still acute, but it doesn't seem to be worsening right now, but it's also not getting better. So that's something we hear a lot about, in addition to the classics of getting it down, getting it done right, margin pressure, and all those things. But I would say, circling back to the big picture, is our members have had a good year, and we expect the same as we look forward to 2016.
You gave a presentation during this meeting, and you talked about kind of the financials of where we are. Some of the economists predicted that the builder market might increase 20%. It actually looks like this year is going to be closer to 10. You know, that's not bad, and it looks like it's going to be that again next year. And since these guys are big, they're able to take more than their share of that growth, right?
Absolutely. I do think the sort of the barriers to entry to serving these two markets are going up. It's becoming harder to be great at it, and we see that as a good thing for us. There's no question about that. One of the things that just comes to mind is I think we have great leaders in our companies there, and you know about that session we did yesterday where we touched on that.
Yeah, that leadership panel you did was really strong. I know you had Randy Merritt in there.
Yeah, we had Randy. We had Adam Nahn from Milwaukee, kind of representing the builder and cabinetry side of flooring and cabinets, because as you know, we have kitchen and bath businesses. And we had Jerry Hosko, who is the president of Ready, a major player on the apartment side. And we also had Marty Van Doren, who's the senior sales and marketing guy at MasterBrand Cabinetry. So really lively session, because we think it's true that leadership drives every aspect of an organization. It literally comes down to what is the leadership and what is the culture. That was one of the better sessions we've had in a while. It was really well received, and I thank those gentlemen for standing up there. It's not an insignificant thing to do in a room with the power players that we have to stand up and talk about that, because you're in a room full of wonderful leaders, but the guys did a great job, and I thought it was a robust session.
All right. As we look at next year, it looks like you've announced where you're going, and you do meet once a year, kind of a getaway meeting, because you have other meetings around surfaces and other little breakout meetings. But it looks like next year you're going over on the East Coast to the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We just announced that. For whatever reason, we've tended to swing West Coast. We love the Western United States, and we got to spread it around. It's basically about, we have a great organization, great people, and we like to go to great places. And we like to create lasting memories. And to do that, we try to have variety in our selection of where we go for this meeting. And you saw it last night. I mean, folks get into it. It's truly a work hard, play hard culture. And that's where we're going to take that program next year.
Well, it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Jay Smith, the president of the FEI Group, Floor Expo. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.